Our locker room chats are continuing this week on 92.1 KMZA. We're talking Onega Buffalo basketball, now joined by boys head coach, that is Luke Baxter. It is presented by Community Healthcare System, Mainstar Trust, and Blue Valley Technologies. Coach, your team right now in the midst of the Twin Valley League tournament, your team on the consolation side. Let's go back to that first game, that first round game earlier this week. You took on Wetmore. That was a 48-34 final. I know you guys jumped out to a lead early in that game, but Wetmore able to kind of pull away, get that win late. Take us through that game a little bit and what you saw from your team.
You know, it's kind of the same old thing, but we do a lot of things well, and then we don't do other things well, and we rebounded really well and really had some flow on offense in the first half, hit some shots. And we didn't really defend in the half court real well, which we've been doing really well all year. We kind of left the Henry kid wide open a few times, and he's a really good player, and you can't do that. But now the first half, we took care of the ball, had four turnovers. And in the second half, I thought we played a little bit better defense, but we turned the ball over a little bit, and credit to Wetmore, they caused some of those turnovers. But we rebounded pretty well, but those turnovers in the third quarter kind of got Wetmore back in the lead. We were up 5.5, and then fourth quarter, you know, 4.5 minutes ago, we're down by 2, and then we don't score again. And I don't know what I got to do differently, but we've done that against Axel, we did it against Australia, and we did it against Wetmore. And, you know, we're in these games with these solid, high-quality teams halfway through the fourth quarter, and then we just can't find a way to score, and next thing you know, we lose by 14. So did a lot of good things. We just got to finish these.
How do you kind of work around those types of games? It does seem like, yeah, you're in a lot of games. Seems like kind of a same story, different game mentality. I mean, can you work on something like that in practice? Is there things you can do? Is it a mental thing? Just how do you kind of wrap your head around how some of these games have played out for you?
I've tried about everything, so I'm just going to get a psychologist to come in or something. I don't know. It is mental. It really is mental. You know, these guys really weren't in a lot of games 2 years ago. We were in a few games last year, but usually, you know, not against teams above 500. My assistant coach and I, we really try to figure this thing out. They're good kids and they play hard, and they just got to believe at the end that they can do it. And I truly believe once we do that, I just feel like, you know, the sky's the limit with these guys.
You'll wrap up consolation play in the TVL tournament on Saturday morning. You'll get a Valley Heights team that's, you know, looking to get some wins and get in the right direction, you know, moving down into the latter portion of the season. It'll be the first matchup between you and Valley Heights this year. What do you know about this Valley Heights team? What kind of challenges will they present this weekend?
Oh, that's a team that just keeps getting better. I saw them play against Troy on Monday, and boy, they gave Troy everything they could handle, and they're playing with more confidence. They're getting after it on defense. They have a lot of guys that can score. They're a younger team, but they have some young guys that are really stepping up and getting better. So it'll be a really difficult game on Saturday against a Valley Heights team that's really improving.
That is Luke Baxter, Onega boys basketball coach, and joining us here on our locker room chat presented by Community Healthcare System, Mainstar Trust, as well as Blue Valley Technologies. His team will wrap up the TVL tournament coming up on Saturday morning as they'll face off against Valley Heights. Coach, as always, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck the rest of this week, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks. We'll talk to you then.